In Ireland, nothing gets us talking like lions.
Tea?
Small talk.
Well, Jimmy, shocking weather we're having.
Big talk.
Even I could have played county. Office talk.
I'm MIA in the AM, but I'll circle back on the KPIs.
Real talk.
Milk before tea? Should be a criminal offence.
You could say we talk too much.
But the truth is,
we don't talk nearly enough. Lions puts the talk into tea.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, at our beaches and along our waterways, you may well be familiar with the yellow boxes holding lifebuoys. But what you might not be so familiar with is the people across the country who ensure that each and every lifebuoy remains up to standard and is replaced after any vandalism or theft, which unfortunately can be a regular occurrence. Fergal Wickham is a ring buoy inspector with Water Safety Ireland. He joins us, I suppose, to explain the work and to encounter and what they actually encounter as part of their work. Fergal, thanks indeed for coming in to us. Is damage to lifebuoys, is that a particularly common occurrence?
Damage and vandalism is what would probably be a better description of it. Vandalism, as in ring buoys being removed from that yellow box housing that you were talking about and not replaced or disposed of in some way, shape or form. So it's
mind-boggling, isn't it? Like, why anyone would interfere with something that is so clearly there for such an important to potentially save a life.
Well, it is a life-saving piece of equipment, and what we say is a stolen ring buoy is a stolen life, because that's what they're for. But just to give you an idea, Dublin City Council, the part that I'm responsible for and work with a team of guys on, we would look after about 150 locations around the city. So that would go all the way from the causeway out by Bull Island, around the coast, all the way to Dunleary, up and down the Liffey, up and down the canals. And on a weekly basis, the team of inspectors are replacing anywhere between 7 and 10 ring buoys. So annually speaking, up to nearly 400 of them go missing in that location every year.
And why are people taking them? Is there any one particular, is it students doing it for the crack? Is it wanton vandalism? Do people want the rope? Is it all those reasons?
It's a collection of all of those reasons. Sometimes people think that it's, like you say, an easy supply for rope, even though the rope, if you look at it, is red and yellow. It's very distinctive. It's not sold for any other purpose. That's what it's used for. But it's the mindless vandalism of them, really, where they would go missing on any given day of the week or whatnot, and it's random, and it's people literally are just taking them away, throwing them in the river most of the time.
Now, 150 locations across the county.
Yeah.
How do you check them all? Do you use technology, or is it literally a matter of calling on each of them?
So it's a balance of both of them. We have 5 ring buoy inspectors in Dublin City Council area, which is where we operate. So we would visit those locations multiple times a week. Between the 5 of us, they're all visited on multiple occasions a week. On top of that, Dublin City Council have a panonometer system where there is a little electric device in the box, which is yellow, which will give us an indication on the app on the phone as to when they have been disturbed or when they're no longer there. So to make sure that they're actually still in good nick and that the rope is there, we still have to inspect them. But the panonometer gives us a very decent idea of when they're actually missing.
Okay, so you get a signal to say this has been interfered with or stolen.
An app on the phone, location on the map, this one is no longer in its position. That's what it tells
us. Does it allow you to trace them and find where they are and who has taken them?
Unfortunately not.
Okay. Is that possible in the future, do you think?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
They're a piece of life-saving. Anything that would encumber them from the purpose that they're actually for, which is saving people when they're in difficulty. But we've trialled it we're at this many years. We've trialled it. There's no accurate way of recovering them. And even at that, when a ring buoy ends up in the river, it's very hard to recover it. We're not trying to recover them when they're gone.
Okay.
Replace them.
Do you despair at human nature at times when it's part of your job, when you see people stealing these things and wrecking them and...
Well, what I would find, everybody would stand up in a restaurant if somebody walked out the door with the fire extinguisher. but we seem to have a blasé kind of attitude to the level of vandalism that is going on here. But, you know, Dublin City Council, in their defence, are doing everything they can to make sure that these life-saving boys are there all the time. There's no shortage of commitment either from ourselves or from Dublin City Council. And there's no shortage of funding to try and maintain these. I do despair sometimes when you hear in, you know, on the radio, or you read coroner's reports where they say somebody has drowned in a river and there was no ring boy there present, because the standard thing is to try and blame the people who are replacing them, and we should really be saying, why is it gone in the first place?
There was a story you were telling us before we came on air about in the last week where one was taken and then immediately after it was replaced. Tell us about that.
So in the last 7 days, and I had chatted with the other ring boy inspectors before we came in here today, in the last 7 days we've replaced 13 ring boys in Dublin. And one of them, which is, everybody will know, Bachelor's Walk in town, and the walkway, which is down beside Bachelor's Walk,
yeah,
where the ring boy inspector replaced it at 8 a.m. in the morning. And as he was travelling home from work at 10 a.m, the same ring boy had already been removed.
The replacement one was gone as well.
The replacement one was gone within a 2-hour period of it being replaced.
Okay. It's mind-blowing. It really is. And just, it's extraordinary. Just to finish, what's the one message you'd like to get across to listeners this afternoon?
So, really, what I would like to say, that the potential for tragedy when one of these pieces of equipment is missing is immense. If you see a missing ring boy, you could assist us greatly by reporting it to ringboys.ie.
Ringboys.ie.
Correct. It's a website where if you go onto it, you drop a contact, you report it missing, and it is sent around to the people who look after it. So you might think that nobody actually answers these emails, but trust me, from our side, we get them and we act on them immediately. So if anybody would like to help us, like I say, these are not they're not decorations on the side of the river. They're essential rescue equipment. A stolen ring boy is a stolen life, and if you can help us, we'd greatly appreciate it.
Okay, as they say in relation to the smell of gas, don't assume somebody else is going to contact you guys. If you see that missing ring boy, contact ringboys.ie. Okay, Fergal Wickham, a voluntary ring boy inspector with Water Safety Ireland. Thank you indeed for talking
to
The
Hard
Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Craving the coffee flavor you love, but without the caffeine? Cachava's got you covered with their newest coffee flavor. This all-in-one nutrition shake delivers bold, authentic flavor crafted from premium decaffeinated Brazilian beans. Quality nutrition shouldn't be complicated. Just 2 scoops of Cachava's all-in-one nutrition shake and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Whether you're craving that coffee taste to kickstart your morning ritual or as a nutrient-packed reward to round out your afternoon, Cachava keeps you fueled and satisfied wherever your day takes you. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. And for the times you feel like switching it up, you've got 7 flavors to choose from, all with the highest quality ingredients. Treat yourself to the flavor and nutrition your body craves. Go to cachava.com and use code FITNESS. New customers get 15% off their first order. That's K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, code FITNESS.